Mummy.
Is that you whistling?
Yes, it is.
That's a nice whistle.
Mummy.
Yes, darling.
My numbers are still on the telly. Can I switch them off?
No. Yes, you can turn them off, please. I was going to just light these candles.
Mummy, I like you.
Do you? I like you. Let's have some candles, Liz.
No, wait. Mummy, can I have this on?
Yes, you can. I was just thinking we could play with that for a few minutes, couldn't we? That's a new torch. Now, once I've lit these candles, you mustn't go
near them. I just done this.
No, not with that. No, once these are lit, we're going through to the other side of the room, please. Look at this, a pumpkin candle and one that smells of lavender. That's nice. How's that? Now we need to turn the lights off, don't we, so that we can see them.
Oh, I'm carrying my sprinkler.
Yes. Would you like me to turn that on for you?
Yeah.
Did you rinse your hands? You feel really sticky.
I did wash my hands.
I know you washed them, but did you rinse the soap off? There we are. Look, we've got your torch as well.
You can have that.
There we are.
No, I don't want it. You have it.
Right, we'll turn it off. As if I turn the other lights off, it might be a little bit dark in here.
But it doesn't matter.
That's like a sparkler, isn't it? Right, let's turn the lights off. Wow! Can you see the pumpkin lantern on the table?
Yeah.
Look at that. Now, shall I open the curtains? I don't know whether we've heard lots of bangs. So I don't know if there's any pretty fireworks to watch. There were earlier on. But we've been out, haven't we? I would imagine any of the fireworks now are just funny ones, not pretty ones. Anybody outside will be able to see us because we've got lights on, haven't we? Oh, there's an aeroplane. I thought that was a firework going in the sky. Can you see it? What is it? Can you see it above Sue's house, isn't it?
Yeah.
It might be a helicopter, I hope so. It seems funny seeing lights on again at Sue's house. Somebody's moved in today, haven't they?
Maybe scared. So what's this?
Yes.
Very dark, isn't it?
It's very dark. Daddy bought that for you at the bonfire, didn't he? It's called a fibre optic torch, Thomas.
Why?
Well, that's just what it's called. Watch you don't pull any of the strands out, which isn't too pretty, it changes colour. Wave it around. Did you see? Do you remember
seeing? No, I'm on because I'm pressing this button.
Okay. Do you remember a lot of people we saw had sparklers? Do you remember? And you can write your name, can't you, with a sparkler? But really, sparklers are not safe for a little boy like you. But something what? Like your whole... Oh, no, put it in things. But what you're holding now, that's a fibre optic torch. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's like a sparkler.
Mummy,
yes.
Please
tell me if I'm right. Let's open the patio curtains and see if we can see anything from this window. Oh, there's the helicopter or whatever it was. We saw it from the other window. And it's really quite late. I would imagine a lot of people have had their fireworks early. And of course, it's actually bonfire night tomorrow, isn't it?
Captain, can I throw it up from there?
No, don't pull on them, Thomas. Just shake it like that. Don't pull on them, because otherwise they'll all fall out. Ah. Now, at nursery, do you remember?
Mummy, watch carefully.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Mummy, watch this. Mummy.
Yes. It really is lovely, isn't it, that? All different colours. Absolutely gorgeous. Do you remember at nursery, Mrs. Blackwood's?
The light on from there.
Oh, we'll put the torch on. You came back from nursery with a black piece of paper. It was a piece of paper that had been painted black. And you put all different kind of glitter on it. Do you remember? And that was... No, don't... Mustn't pull them, Thomas. Just shake it. Don't pull them.
I'll do it. Just sit on your knee.
And you sprinkled glue on, and then onto the glue stuck lots of sparkly glitter. Well, does that remind you of fireworks in the night sky? Because I was saying this to you, wasn't I? It's no good letting fireworks off during the day. It's got to be at night when it's dark and you see all the sparkles and all the pretty colours. And you made a rocket as well, didn't you? A blue rocket out of a kitchen roll. And it had sparkly bits on it. Well, it was the tube, the inside of a kitchen roll holder. Don't pull on it, Thomas. You mustn't touch it with your fingers, it'll burn you. Just shake it. Gently, I've got to pull them. I think you're better just shaking it, it looks nicer. And the rocket had all different coloured streamers coming out of the bottom, didn't it?
Why?
Was it supposed to be like a firework or like a rocket?
Like a rocket.
Like a spaceman's rocket, I mean.
Whoosh!
Whoosh!
Mummy, I know this big torch she's landing on. Where?
Is it? What does Daddy say? Infinity and beyond?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Daddy, it's Buzz Lightyear, isn't it?
I am Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear. Mummy, on the back door, I can see this.
You can, can't you? Wow.
That funny noise.
It's an aeroplane, I think. If we suddenly get a plane landing on the house, it's because they think you're giving us a signal. It's very pretty, that. Isn't it beautiful? Are you excited?
Shut your eyes.
Yes.
See it? Let me say, signal.
Signal. And they'll take a lot of notice of you, because not only are you guiding them with your torch, you've got a policeman's helmet on. You know what, the battery's going in this. You've got me saying, you know what? I keep saying, you know what, you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big bang. Mm-hmm. Oh, Thomas, they're over there. Let's have a quick look. Where Carol and Gordon live, it was behind their house. You've got hiccups yet again, haven't you? But I thought the big bangs of the fireworks would have been enough to have shocked you.
It was. Let's go back.
Let's go back. Let's go through here with the torch.
Who's walking behind you?
I don't know. Let me put my torch on him. It's a policeman with a sparkly torch. Wow, we've got other lights. What other lights have we got on? Let's look round the room.
That's a funny airplane, isn't it?
It is. It is an airplane, isn't it? We've got the light on the mini disc recorder, the orange and green lights on the two monitors. We've got the burglar alarm light. Look, the detector up there and the burglar alarm box. We've got the lights on the microphone,
Mummy,
the lights on the answer machine.
Mummy, there's something on the ceiling.
What's on the ceiling?
A spider.
A spider?
Quick, let's run.
Quick. Watch the candles. How do you turn this from red to green? Green.
I'll show you this one. I'll show you this one.
You show me how to... Oh, it's gone red now. Can I play with this, please, while you're doing that?
Yeah.
I can write my name. I can write your name. This is what we used to do with sparklers.
Excuse me. Mummy, just put the lights on because I can't see where is a green one, then you can turn it off.
Alright.
Well, yes, I can see it now.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, Mummy's purple, look.
Yes. Mummy. I think the batteries must be going out because it's not a very bright light.
There you go. Mum, your torch back.
Kid, do you remember last year?
Yeah, thank you.
It was in November, I think, this time of year, but only a little bit later on. Perhaps it was December when Fred and Rachel had the fire. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Watch those on there.
No.
Do you remember the firemen came and you stood at the window with your helmet on and your torch? And you went outside with Auntie Linda, didn't you?
Mummy?
Yes, love.
Now tell me a story about when the fire catched on.
When next door caught fire?
Yeah.
Well, it was a Tuesday evening and Mummy was getting ready to go to choir. We were having our evening meal. And I was getting ready to go out and I knew that Uncle Brian and Auntie Linda had been poorly next door. And as I glanced up, I could see a blue flashing light through the front door and I thought, oh heck, Uncle Brian's poorly and they've had to call an ambulance. So as I went to the door, wasn't an ambulance, there were two fire engines outside, there were firemen everywhere, and Rachel was standing on the grass holding baby Miles. And the roof had caught fire. So she'd run outside with baby Miles, because he was only a few weeks old, and Uncle Fred had phoned for the fire brigade. And then baby Miles came in here for the night, didn't he, because there was too much smoke in his own house. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't go to choir that night.
Yeah.
And do you know who came over to see if everything was all right? Because you thought it was our house, Sue. Because Sue was worried about us. She thought it was us. And poor Sue's not here now, is she?
No.
But anyway, friend Rachel had a lot of decorating done. And the new boiler put in and everything's been all right, hasn't it? But there were fire engines outside and you were standing in the window looking at the firemen, waving your torch about, and Auntie Linda said, would you like to go and say hello to the firemen? And you went. And you told them that they'd done a really good job putting out the fire. You kept saying, you've done a good job. And I think they let you go in your... in the...
lorry?
Fire engine, didn't they? They let you sit in the car.
Did.
Be careful with that one
there. Mum, I was a lady next door when you called me baby Mouse.
Yeah.
Mummy. What gone on fire?
Please don't bang that on the down.
What gone on fire? Mummy.
Yeah.
A burglar alarm.
A burglar alarm?
Mine.
Your burglar alarm's on fire?
Hmm.
Goodness me. That was a problem with the boiler, wasn't it?
Excuse me, Mum. Was it in your tea garden in choir? So what's that flashing mean? No.
Goodness me, what's that flashing mean on outside? I think it's an ambulance for Uncle Brian. He must be poorly. Better go and have a look. No, it's not an ambulance. It's two fire engines.
Pshh.
Tom's not on the wood. This is brand new. Daddy will be very, very cross if it gets scratched.
There you go, Mum.
Thank you.
Ooh. Mm.
Waving goodbye with this. Isn't it pretty?
When we put the lights on in this house, Mummy, in here.
You'd like the lights on? No, that lamp doesn't work, darling. Would you like the lamps back on?
Mm.
Okay, well, you hold your torch and I'll draw the curtains before we put the light back on. Look at us again. Poor Thomas. Do you think it's bath time now?
No.
No? We'll have to get ready to put some new batteries in the torch, won't we?
What? Torch.
Your torch. Shall we turn this off?
Yeah.
Oh, it's off now. There we are.
Mummy, can I have it?
Yes, don't put anything on there, Thomas. It's going to get scratched.
Am I having
it? So let's put things down gently.
Mum?
Here we are.
Can we go to sleep down there?
Downstairs when it's bath time. Let's go and have
a bath. Mum?
We'll blow these candles out. Let's pretend it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Mummy, I'm going to be a man. Don't. Yeah, happy birthday to.
Alright, what's your name?
Thomas.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thomas.
Fortune.
Happy birthday to you. Hip hip. Hooray! Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray! Oh, and the pumpkin lantern. Way.
I was going to do one.
You did do that one?
I didn't.
Didn't you? Shall I light it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think it's a game.
It's not, even though the candles have been blown out, they're still very hot, so we'll just do the pumpkin light, Thomas.
Alright,
I'll
be birthday and toast again.
That's okay. I can't actually get it so light again now. Have a go. What sort of things are they
doing? Mummy, look!
Telling you at nursery, Thomas, about...
Look, I'm not coming.
Yes. Has they been telling you at nursery about being careful with fireworks? Has Miss Ashworth and Mrs. Platford been telling you about fireworks?
Yep.
What have they been saying? Have they been telling you that they can be quite dangerous if you're not careful? Thomas, what are they?
Just big men.
Oh, Thomas, they're all over the floor. Have you been pulling them out?
No, we're just doing it.
No, don't do that anymore, please. There's hardly any left. Don't do that again.
We're just doing this.
No, don't, Thomas, don't, please. Look at this. Oh, Thomas, what have you been doing? No,
no,
don't touch them, just weigh them, it's broken.
Now I'm going to blow Uncle out.
All right, just a minute, let me come in with you. Shall we sing Happy Birthday again?
Yeah.
Right, you two this time. Thomas again. Right, will you turn that off, please, Thomas? No. Turn it off.
Right, okay.
Turn it off, please.
I can't. I'm going to stick on this rocking chair.
You're going to sit on the rocking chair?
Stick on this rocking chair.
Right, we mustn't do this again, Thomas.
Right.
It's broken. What am I saying to you? Just to hold it, not to pull on them.
It was a fault, Mum. I'm sorry.
No, so don't get upset.
Don't get upset,
but I'm just saying we mustn't do it again. I'm just trying to pick all the pieces up.
Yeah, you got them on.
Oh, well done, that's great. It's good to remember lots of lights, isn't it? To find them all. Right, let me turn the lights off again and we'll sing Happy Birthday again. Are we singing Happy Birthday to Thomas?
Yeah.
Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thomas.
Hear this one, Mum.
Happy birthday to you. Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Mummy, watch this one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kangaroo. How nice to you.
Oh, how lovely. Hip hip, hooray. Hip hip, hooray. Ooh! Oh, we're in darkness now, aren't we?
Oh,
no. Ooh.
No, turn it off, Mum. Oh, don't turn it off.
Let's turn the connector.
Light off, just there.
Let's turn the light off, then what?
No, we're in a bear's cave.
We're in a bear's cave, are we? Goodness me, I've never been in a bear's cave before. Are there any bears in here?
I don't know, it's just me, Mum.
Oh, that's all right then. What's that noise? Tick, tock, tick, tock.
It doesn't light up.
Is that you?
No.
Does it? Something's tick tocking.
Not me, Lucy.
No, it's the rubbish in the litter bin. Going tick, tock, tick, tock. Right, we'll put the candles away and then I think we'll go upstairs and run a bath.
I want to do something that's with you.
You want to do something that's with you? What would you like to do with me?
Just come and see you with a box.
put the matches away. Never ever play with matches or candles.
You can have that, you can be money. And you can put the lights in there, and I can be a man to sell something. I can be a man, a shopkeeper, cutting time.
Yes, shopkeeper.
Meg, please can you put the light on?
The light through here?
There you go.
Yes, this light.
Yep. You can put it through there and say, I shall choose. We want change, do you? I will say. Just sit down there, Mum. I'm just going to put it over there. And over there.
You're tidying up.
Over there. Now let's get ready.
What are we getting ready?
For money stand. Mum.
We're getting ready for what, Agnes?
A money stand. Mum, tell you what's a money stand. Mum.
What is a money stand? I don't know what a money stand
is. Mum. When somebody comes with lots of real money. And put it to me and I give it to her. And I give her money. So that's why it's called Sten.
Well, I hope you understand that.
Mummy, I don't got.
Right, Tom, just don't move this box around so much. Just like, shh. You're making too much noise.
Mummy, look it through that. It got a hole there.
Okay.
Hello. Where's your penny? It was in my account.
I've dropped it through the hole that you asked me to.
I did, but I'm not too old, there
it is. Have you found it?
Yes, there it was. Now I can find it. There's another one.
Thank you. There we go. There's money in the slot. Thank you. I think Daddy might be home.
Okay. What's that? Big.
Another penny through this slot. Just let me have a glance through the window, but I think Daddy's just come home.
Let me see.
Yes, it's Daddy. It's Daddy.
Quick, let's hide. You can have that.
All right, you hide in the box. Right.
Let's play hide and seek,
have
shall
quiet,
we?
Because you're moving. Let's see.
Where's Thomas?
Is he not with you?
He's in bed.
Oh, I wish he was. I thought he was with you. I've not seen him for a long, long time.
Well, he's probably in bed now.
Oh.
I wanted to say goodnight to him.
Oh, well, never mind. Shall we turn the lights off and have a cup of coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Right, so the lights are off. Would you mind just moving this big box? Because it's got something really heavy in it and I can't move it. Oh, that's good.
You want me to pick this box up?
Yes, please. Can you don't hurt your back, it's really heavy.
Oh! Oh!
What's in the box? What's in the box?
It's Thomas!
Where?
I thought it was just an empty box.
Stop! Thomas, don't
hurt
it. Right, calm down.
Daddy, shall we play that game again? Shall we? Oh, my
God. Can't play the game again because Daddy knows now what's in the box.
Mummy, Daddy, shall we do it again? For me, you draw your present.
Oh, your special treat from Thomas, the stone from the bar.
Shall we do it again, shall we?
Yes, go on.
Well, I'm not kneeling down here.
Daddy, could you move that box, please?
I'll try, Daddy.
It needs to go out with the rubbish, really. Mm.
What's in it?
It's tough. I don't think we'll be able to do it again.
No, I think the box is broken. It's
certainly not. Mummy, I need to.
I think it's broken now, Tom. So look at that. You can lie on it now.
Yeah.
Do you remember a long time ago when you had a box? I've forgotten what we thought. Then you were lying in it and not around London, alright?
A new one.
Oh, was it a new one?
Yeah.
Was it the Dyson box, Peter? It must have been. And you were lying in it, and when Nana and Grandad arrived, they didn't know where you were.
No.
Right, bye.
Can we do it again?
You can do it. Night, night. Bye-bye. Right, let's have a little break. Come on, I can come and get you. Come on, your bath's ready. Come on, tell me, please. Come along, Thomas Henry. He's been teaching you to say smelly socks. Don't drop that down there. Go in the bathroom.
I go get me.
Thomas. Right, are you the gingerbread man?
Yeah.
Is that why I can't get you?
Yeah. Come catch me because I'm making your nips.
Right, would you like to sit on your potty, please?
Just right here.
You don't want to wee before getting in the bath?
No.
I bet you do.
I don't.
Don't you wee when you're in that bath?
Yeah.
No. Come on.
I will.
Come on, will you not get in the bath until you sit on there?
I don't want to.
Come on, you're just getting silly now. Stop being silly. That vest feels lovely and warm to me.
Look, it's not. Put it on there. Put it on there, Mum.
No, will you sit down, please?
Don't.
Come on, do your toe for once.
Oh no!
You've got bright yellow trousers on that, Fireman Sam, haven't you?
I don't come to the wee! I'm ready!
You'll be in trouble if you wee in the bath.
I'm going to get in a bucket.
In a bucket?
Yeah.
Not doing it in the bucket.
Yeah,
in
that blue one.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Cheeky meeky.
Yes, I am. Let's get doing it.
Thomas, sit down, please.
I don't want to. I can't do it.
I'll take trousers and socks and pants off then, please.
Why? I can't do it.
Thomas. Stop being pathetic.
I can't do this.
There's a lot of things you can't do. I can't give you that boat to play with in the bath.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't manage that.
Yes, you can.
Oh, no, I can't.
Come on, go in there in the bedroom. No, in your bedroom, and I'll show you when I'm ready.
All right, you want me out of the way, do you?
Do.
All right.
Just squeeze through that.
Squeeze through the gap in the door.
Right. Yeah. Sheep. They're called big lambs. Not horse. They come with.
What about sheep and lambs?
Lambs come out on mummy's tummy. And mummy, oh, wet and sticky.
Oh, you've been watching something about lambs coming out of mummy's tummy. Sheep's tummies, have you? Hmm? Yes, they are all wet and sticky when they come out, aren't they?
And we won't hear the sweet.
What, can I not hear a whistle? I can't hear you whistling now.
No, just a wee wee whistle.
Oh no, I can't hear that. You're a clever boy.
I'm not.
Aren't you?
Not. Finished!
You're a good boy.
Finished, funny boat.
Right. Close his socks and pants off and straight into the bathroom.
Oh,
honey, have you finished?
Yes, I want to go on my boat.
Come on, please, quickly.
Oh, I can't.
Thomas, you can perfectly easily take your socks off. Come on.
No, I can't.
A nursery. You bring a little book home each weekend, don't you?
I haven't today.
No, at weekend you do. You haven't been today.
Yes, I have.
You take...
I didn't do my book. I did it here.
Yes, you brought the book home. And the book has all sorts of little things in it, progress reports. And there was a progress report that said, I am learning to take my coat off and put it back on. I am learning to put my shoes on.
I'm off.
And off. You've been able to do socks and pants and trousers for a long time, haven't you?
I got this because I'm getting oil.
How are you?
What's the bit, Mum? The blue group's sending off for some big ones, just like that. A big one said, I'm going out for swim. Whoosh!
It's like a lifeboat, that's it. It's actually the bottom of Noah's Ark, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It looks a very big blue boat. It looks like a lifeboat.
One is called life jacket, it's called.
Well, life jackets are things that you have on lifeboats. Mm. For people who are in trouble in the sea, and they can put life jackets on and they inflate and they keep people afloat.
Excuse me,
above the water.
Excuse me, and some drivers go captains in boats. Sometimes, you know what captains do? Sometimes they jump in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they jump back in.
You mean when the boat's in difficulty, when it's in trouble?
Yeah. I mean, not this big blue boat is called. No, it's called.
No, what's it called?
Makeup. It's called makeup.
Makeup?
Yeah.
It's a funny name for a boat.
I know what his name's called, my name.
No.
It's called tape recorder.
Tape recorder? I think you're making everything up now, don't you?
Mummy, it's my batteries. Mummy.
Don't start throwing water, Thomas, please. Because if you do, that time's got to end straight away.
Mummy, not my blue brooch is called. Good. Messing hair. A green ladder, please. Just over there. There.
All right, Pedro. Well, this way is Noah's Ark, and the ladder is to lean against the boat so that the animals can go in two by two, isn't it?
Thank you, by two.
Well, there's a program you watch called Two by Two by Two, but this is a different one.
By stupid is cool.
No, it's not, Thomas.
Yeah. Mummy, man was there, and he got a big bucket and he threw it in the water. And then Mummy, you know what he did? He slid it through back, and he Mummy,
he's
filled it in with
boats.
Goodness me.
And
he got some
more. I should get some lots of water in his boat, which is going to be a size, won't it?
Mummy, I got some more,
Mummy. Mummy,
and what happened?
What happened?
A
laddie
fell in
the water. A laddie fell in as well? Oh dear.
Well, then you
walked away. What's the ladders used? Yes. Stop it.
What's that was a big splash.
It was. What's the ladders used for?
Don't know.
You don't know what they're for?
No.
Are they for people to climb up and down the side of the boat?
I don't know.
Or is it a carpenter in the boat and he needs his ladders when he goes places to do jobs?
Yeah. Mummy, what's home getting his mummy keys and mummy someone get in. Mummy, what have you gotten? He's not got his ladders.
Oh no.
And sail back home.
He got
my keys.
He had to sail all the way home.
Yeah.
What did he say? Forgotten his ladders or his keys?
And then he's got his bucket.
He forgot his bucket.
Yeah, and he's got his bucket. Just look.
Oh yes, he's got that with him. He's a good blue bucket.
Mummy, you need a big railing to say no danger. And then put it there. Mummy, he's got his bucket at home. Mummy, when he goes out of his boat, there is ladders next to him. Now, Mummy lives in a high building.
Does he?
Yes. Mummy.
A flat?
A flat.
Or a hotel?
A hotel. And Mummy, he washed up something in his home.
Splash so much.
Little boats died on the side, Thomas. Mummy, little boats died under the water.
Did you say it stayed under the water or it died under the water?
Died. Gone forever.
Right, okay, died.
Mummy, fish in the big boat. Mummy, what a big boat is doing? Washing bubbles up. Whoosh. 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 Whoosh.
No, Thomas, no throwing. Thomas, no throwing. Now stop that, please.
I don't know you and I won't let you in my bed.
Oh, what are you doing in your bed? Not playing with...
I won't let you go in my bed.
That's quite all right, darling. I don't particularly want to go in your bed. It's just that every night when you're getting to sleep, you insist I go.
I'm
going
to go shift the water.
So you want to go on your own, do you?
No. He's shifting water to his house.
It's all right doing it like that, but I didn't want you throwing it across the bathroom.
It's on the side, please.
Where? Where, Mum?
We'll just leave it in the bathroom. That's it.
And we hold that just there, Mum. You can't climb up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Would you like the little man? Little
jump!
Thomas, would you like Noah?
It's Noah.
Is it Noah's off? I've got Noah sitting here, look.
Oh, Noah.
Noah, and this is Noah.
Oh, God.
See, this one play with. Well, they want. It's Mrs. Noah. Yeah. Mrs. Noah's there.
No, Mum.
Is that some string from the face cloth the other day? You wrapped around, didn't you?
Did.
Was that to help her swim?
Are you going
to... No, Thomas, just leave it in the bath, please. Is that Mrs. Noah's anchor? That bit of rope?
No, it isn't. It's cold. Actually, it's cold. I hope that's Norman Price, you see.
I hope that's Norman Price.
And Mummy.
I'm so anxious to hear what it's called, actually. You said, actually, it's called, and then you didn't tell me what it's called.
It's called Broken Things.
Broken Things?
Mummy's fallen down the water. Mum. I say, what's the problem? It is your Norman Price. the boat was there then, Mummy. I put it back in there. Then, Mummy.
Sorry, Thomas, I can't tell what
Norman Price is in the water.
Norman Price? So is Mrs. Noah Norman Price? Is this an episode of Fireman Sam you've seen where Norman Price is in the missing water?
Yeah.
How does he get out?
I don't know,
there's
a big crane.
All right. Is that something Fireman Sam organises? It's a big crane to get out of the water.
Mummy, Norman Price.
Yeah, I hope that's Norman Price being rescued.
Mummy, you're right.
I'm right, am I? What did he fall into? A river or a well?
A well.
A well. Goodness me. You're rescuing him with some rope.
The boat is sailing back home, and there was a boat just ready to leave. Brunch here. There's a big crane, Mummy.
Yes.
And the man is a driver. He pulled him back out. Look!
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Is he all safe and sound now?
Yes, he is. There you go, Mum.
Was there a lot of water in there?
Yes, there was.
Oh dear, that could be quite dangerous, can't it?
There you go. Just then, that's the water.
Okay.
Oh, so is he in the water, Mummy?
He is, and he's cold, and he's very wet, and he's hungry, and it's dark, and he's tired. Oh dear, dear. Has the rope broken?
Yes, it has.
Oh dear.
Baby.
Down, down, down.
Norman Price is in the well.
There's one more. Ding dong ding. Frost is in the well. Norman Price is bit his finger.
Is it for now?
Tied up on gun to a lady, can I then I can sail this boat then? Can I tie it back? I'm making a big long bridge, Mum. And then tie it back onto this lady.
Where would you like me to tie the string?
Because I'm making a big bridge.
Across there?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be able to get past if you put a piece of string across there, are you?
Yes, I will be. Mummy, just get a pair of scissors. Behind where you do my nails, then you can cut it off then. And come glue it back on.
Why do you want me to cut the string if you want me to glue it back on?
Because I'm just going to get this, just build that.
Do you want the string off the lady or do you want the string on its own?
Yeah.
Right.
And then glue it back on.
Well, we can't glue it, can we? We can tie it back on.
Right.
There we are, we'll snip it there, near the lady's neck. There we are.
Yeah. There.
Thank you, I'll look after Mrs. Noah.
She's so cold.
I bet she is after being in the well.
She is, Norman Price. She is. This is Price. This is Price.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes, Mum and
Sam. I will let you drain a fire engine and put a sand on the moon. Yes, Mum is allowed.
Is that a little tree because you fell in the well?
Yes, it is.
It's worth falling in the well, isn't it, to get a nice tree like that?
Does Mummy stick me in my hand? Okay, it doesn't matter now. Mummy. Mummy, a string is attached to. I'll show you what it's attached on. Mummy, it's attached it on.
Attached.
Attached. On the ladder.
Oh, yes. You're winding it round the ladder.
Mummy, what are you doing? Put another one on this. What a stupid ladder.
You're getting frustrated with it.
It's got a stupid ladder. It's called.
You're breathing very deeply. Are you concentrating?
Yes, I am. What a stupid mess. There, right. What I'm doing? I'm just tipping it this all around the bucket. It's going to be a big rain. It's a bucket, ready to be attached to a string here. Oh, Mummy, I'm going to hold this on here.
Oh, no, well, it's not easy to turn. Listen, darling, it's late now. I think it's time we got out of the bath.
No, it isn't.
And got ready for bed because it's very late. You're getting a little bit ratty with it because it is so late.
No, I'm not. Basically, I wanted to. Mummy, this is.
I don't think you can tie knots yet, can you?
Yes, I can. And in a minute, I can.
Got concentrating very hard, aren't you? You're determined to do it.
I'm trying to.
Well, don't lose your temper.
You tie it on.
Well, I don't think it's very easy to tie it onto that, though. It was easy to tie the string around the lady's head because there was a drawing between her neck and body. Where's the piece of string? I'll have a go.
It's on there.
What about it? I can't see it.
It's just there.
Right, well, I'll try, but I don't think we're going to be very successful. Do you?
I think so. It's
quite wide, this bucket. By the time I've tied the string, I would imagine there's not going to be a lot of string left. Right, there.
Thank you.
How's that?
Fine. I'm just touching this. Make a string. Now I need to get...
You're attaching the string to the handle on the back corner.
There's got to be a little bit of full water. Then I'm just going to call it... I'm going to call it a water tower.
Water tower.
Look, it's getting water out. Fine, I'm getting some water cord. No, I can't find it on to hang on.
I think you need a bigger piece of string to hold. It's too late now tonight to start messing with things.
I'm bleeding out with string.
Well, not tonight.
Yeah!
Excuse me, I'm just blowing my nose now. And I think it's time to get...
Well, no, in the night one of the ladies just upon this now. Mum, I don't,
Mum. No, it's too late.
Mummy! Lady, I'm in your garden! Mum!
When you asked me to cut it off.
I want it, and then snizzer. No, I was saying it.
Thomas, when you say snizzer, that means cut with scissors.
No, I don't know how you're doing this.
Right, let's wash her the foot. It's too late. This is why you're crying, because you're tired. Stop it.
No, I'm not crying when I'm tired. I'm not tired. No, Mum. I'm not tired when I'm crying.
Could you sit down, please?
No, Mum.
Could you feel nice and warm? Could you?
No, Mum.
Feel nice and slippery?
No.
I don't know whether it's raining outside now or not. It's quite breezy.
Mom, I did a minor
Well, you spend a lot of time at the moment not like me, don't you? I can go with that, Thomas. Because I know very well when you want something you like, then, okay? Anyway, let's brush your teeth. Feel a bit happier.
Is that filling?
Yeah.
The water gun.
It's not a water gun. It's a bubble gun.
Bubble gun. Is it broken? That one. Is it?
No, I think it's fine, though, isn't it?
Please, can I? Please, can I have a turn? Can I?
Well, you can when we get the solution in.
Oh. Where does it go?
Just goes in there like that. I won't put too much in.
I want to do it first.
That's it.
Shall I do it?
Just a minute, I'll have to get a cup to wipe that up.
I'm just sitting here. I have to do a large one this time. I'm doing a large one.
Oh, yeah, but I hope the sound of the machine isn't too annoying. But when Daddy and Mummy went for their weekend in London,
yeah,
we brought this back as a present for you, didn't we?
Oh, so very.
It's called a bubble blower.
Blob.
It says it makes zillions of bubbles.
It's an item.
So what we do? Well, press it there. When were we showing you? No, we must do it that way. We mustn't get it on any furniture.
Ah. That's a very big one.
It is, it's got... Right. But we maybe need some more solution, do we? Let's put some more solution in now. When we first used this, we didn't think it worked, did we?
No.
And then we realised that we hadn't put the right bubble liquid in the machine. We put some in we had in the cupboard. And really, it works best with this. Let's just try it now. We've got lots of bubbles. Oh.
Shall I go do it?
Well, just a minute, let's check it's working first. Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Gosh, look how... Oh, it's popped.
Don't
tip it up, because if you tip it up, it won't work. You've got to keep it very still. That's it. Let's lift it
shall
up
I
a little bit.
Shall I do it again?
Yeah, lift it up a little bit. That's it. Just hold on, Tanya. Sit back. We've got to keep a cloth here because we
oh, yes!
The solution everywhere, aren't we?
Solution.
Solution. Bubble solution.
Yes, we do put that thing on there, don't we?
Last time we did this, we actually sat on the kitchen floor, didn't we?
Yes.
So that when it popped, it didn't make a mess in there. I'll leave the cloth there.
Right. Oh, can I have a cup first?
Did we have the door open? It was summer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, look at that. Oh, you cheeky monkey blowing it. Isn't that big? Wow. Right, let's do one more.
Can I do one?
Just a minute.
All right, Mum.
Now, don't blow it this time. Let's just see how big we can make this bubble. Absolutely huge. If we keep our finger on the trigger, look like this. Look at this, it's spinning such a huge bubble. If we do short ones, we can do lots of little ones, look.
Yes.
I just wonder whether that noise is too much. Maybe it's no noisier than when you were crying, is it? Oh, wow, Thomas, that's a big one. Look at that. Oh! It's sounds like a machine. What sort of work do you think you could be doing with a machine that made a noise now?
Oh, just an air machine. I'm going to make. So what are you doing, builder man?
Oh, you're a builder, are you? What are you doing, builder man? Are you Bob the Builder?
Yes, I am. No, I'm just builder. I'm just building this big road.
Oh, are you? You're building a big road. Do you know what you could think, Thomas? Have you seen, I think Auntie Mabel might have had a programme, don't get your face near it,
yeah,
where there was a man blowing glass. Do you remember he blew glass to make long vases with big bulbs at the bottom for the water to stand in?
Yes.
It looks a little bit like you're blowing glass, doesn't it? Because it's clear and it's round.
Right.
Yes, Builderman.
Yep.
That's a beautiful one, Builderman. Beautiful. I think when it touches the table, that's when it's popped. So let's hold it up a little higher.
Oh, so tight. Let go.
No, don't tip it up.
Tommy, don't you go to under you?
Well, no, I'm fine. But listen, darling, if you tip it up, the bubbles go in there and then it doesn't work. Do you remember the first time we used it? We had to leave it for a couple of days to dry out properly, didn't we? Mustn't get the bubbles anywhere near the battery. I know what it sounds like. When Mummy was a little girl, when we used to live on the farm,
yeah,
we used to have lots of trees, lots of branches that fell down in the wind. And when they fell down, Grandad Bailey would saw them up to make logs for the fire. And I remember this sound around Christmas time on a cold winter's afternoon. And it would be Grandad sawing the logs, not with a hand saw, but with an electric saw. Used to have a little hand saw as well, and something called a sewing horse, Thomas. It was made of wood, and you
that's
could put,
very cool, isn't it?
It's a beautiful bubble, that. It used to be a wooden frame.
Look.
Yes, you know, like we have a clothes horse for drying the clothes.
Look.
This is fantastic. What a big one. It's like a big balloon, isn't it? Look at that. Oh, that's right. Keep your finger on the button. Oh, that's bigger than a balloon. No, it's absolutely huge. Look at that. Wow. It's like a spaceship. Look at this. Oh, it's pop, but never mind. It was fantastic. That one.
I don't really
know. You know the one like that. So we have a clothes horse for drying the clothes. And then Grandad had what was called a sewing horse. And he used to put big logs on this. And then he'd go along with his saw and ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Until he... We made little logs. Do you remember when we were going to the beehive in Didsbury? We walked down Sandhurst Road and we see that big pile of logs, don't we? Oh, she doesn't get on your fingers, darling.
Did.
Well, just rub your hands on the cloth.
There you go.
This is a lovely, relaxing way to end your day, isn't it?
I know what it needs, some more liquid in.
Does it need some more liquid? Right, well, let me go and get some more liquid then. So isn't this a nice relaxing way to end?
Yes, it
calms us down, doesn't it?
We need a liquid, doesn't it?
We need a little bit more liquid, yes.
But there is a liquid. There is a liquid.